Now another RadioSaintPete.com community conversation with Jessica Birchfield, Education Director at the St. Pete City Theater.
So the Holiday Bazaar is coming up.
It is, yes. It's exciting. It's coming up on Sunday, December 11th.
Yeah. Well, tell us all about what's going to be going on, where is it, and why should people stop by?
Awesome. Well, it is rather an exciting event. It is going to be held at Carmelita's Mexican Restaurant on Park Street. From 12 to 5, we're going to have vendors from all over, mainly local artisans and small business owners. There will be LuLaRoe and Pink Zebra, 31, Perfectly Posh, as well as some local artisan things like jewelry and crafts and wreaths. It's actually a fundraiser for a group of teenagers that are raising money to go to London in 2018. I am the education director at St. Pete City Theater, and there is a theater tour, and it's all about the roots of theater in England, and they're starting now to raise money. So some of the proceeds will go to the kids, and yeah, it's going to be an exciting day.
Well, this is also an opportunity to talk a little bit about the St. Pete City Theater, one of several stages and opportunities to enjoy live theater here in St. Petersburg. Talk about the theater and some of the things that go on there.
Sure. I'm actually the education director there, and this Saturday we're starting our children's theater workshop, Alice in Wonderland. We just finished High School Musical and had about 40 kids on stage. It's a wonderful experience for the kids. We do a summer camp program, and we are just about ready to open our Christmas Carol, which opens for the public on Friday. It's opening night. It's going to be amazing. That's on Friday at 8 p.m. So Christmas spirit, Christmas is just kind of all around. But yeah, it's an exciting place, great community. I've been there for about 10 years and want to be there for 10 more.
All right. What's the history of St. Pete City Theater? How long has it been there, and how many people are able to sit and watch a play?
Oh, well, the St. Pete City Theater is actually the longest continuously running theater in the state of Florida. This is our 92nd season, and it's actually an incredible feat that we're able to have such history and heritage. About 250 people can sit and watch a show, and it is all community volunteers. This season, the directing staff, the lighting, everything is done volunteer, so it's a huge push for the community.
So, Dickens' Christmas Carol will be live at the St. Pete City Theater beginning this weekend. If folks want to go, how do you get tickets?
Folks can go online and purchase tickets at spcitytheater.org, or you can call the box office at 727-866-1973. The tickets are $22 for adults and $15 for students. And like I said, opening night is Friday, so it'll be a great time to support and come out and get in that Christmas spirit.
Terrific. Well, now Sunday, once again, the Holiday Bazaar going on at Carmelita's restaurant, and that's going to happen in that center on Sunday. And again, let's remind the listeners about the particulars of that event.
Definitely. There will be pop-ups from vendors, including LuLaRoe, Pink Zebra, 31 Bags, which is my favorite, Perfectly Posh, The Littlest Trunk, jewelry and artisan crafts and wreaths. There will be caroling presentations and yummy Mexican food, because queso and salsa. But yeah, it's going to be a great event, and they can come. The vendors will be there from 12 to 5. Carmelita's is open from 11 to 9. And if you mention the Holiday Bazaar, the kids' trip portion of the proceeds will go to the kids.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Jessica. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jessica Birchfield from St. Pete City Theater.